The nicest two people on the radio. Dennis.
Nasty.
Tommy.
Vicious.
And Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
As I was walking down the street,
to the Steve and Luce Show. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Give us a call. Before we get to the call, I told there's a caller on the line already, but I want to say something here. You know, you have to look at these midterm elections a little harder, everybody. Look what's going on here. I'm going to start it off with like this. AOC made a statement the other day that we don't need more transit cops. It's only going to hurt Brooklyn and hurt the subways if you put more cops there. Idiotic statement, number one. All right? The other day, North Korea goes on a missile attack, shoots missiles to see, ballistic missiles to see how far they went, the timing and all of that. A strategic move. Right now, there's skirmishes going in Israel and Jerusalem with Iranians because they want this Iranian deal. Putin is getting mad that Norway and Finland and Sweden want to join NATO or whatever. And he says if they do, it's going to be consequences against everybody or whatever. That's a nuclear threat. If this country, if you do not wake up, everybody, and look at these midterm elections and the things that I just told you now, and plus what you see in your school taxes and your everyday taxes, what's going on in this country, you need to wake up. Steve?
The problem is, let's face it, this poor idiot excuse for a congressperson from the Bronx and Queens. I don't know what her new district is, but, you know, the Dems are playing games with gerrymandering. I will tell you, though, she represents nobody of any common sense. Let's face it, Lou. Her class of people, these are not working class people. We know that's a lie. She grew up in Yorktown, a fine community. Nothing wrong with a nice middle class, upper middle class community. She doesn't represent working class people. Working class people want safe subways. She takes cabs, Lou. They get out late at night, 2 a.m. They go to clubs. They take cabs home. As to Israel, Lou, you know the terrorists, most of the Arab states, I think, are coming to terms with Israel. We know that. We know from the four Abraham Accords you're always talking about. Thank you, President Trump, Kushner and company, Arab states and Israel. But let's face it, Lou, the same way that Russia's probably taking advantage of Joe Biden's incompetence, the terrorists are doing the same thing to Israel. What are we going to do about it? Let's face it, I don't think Biden has a clue.
Well, as for getting back to AOC here, Steve, she's got a base, though. Say what you want. She might be a dingbat. She's got a base, though.
Sure.
And it's she gets keeps getting elected or whatever. It's the same thing like the squad. To me, if it was up to me, these people would be on treasons, the thing that they say. It's going against government. You swear when you take that oath of office there, you swear to uphold the Constitution. They go against the whole Constitution, the squad. So these people, as if I was in charge, they'd be up on treason charges.
Well, let me just respond to that. The Democrats, the so-called mainstream Democrats, I heard from one from Long Island who calls himself a common sense Democrat. Good. It's time to be common sense now. Shoot down these idiot proposals from the likes of AOC. Shoot down Nancy Pelosi's Marxist program of economics and coddling the people dedicated to our destruction, and then I can vote for you. I will vote for Democrats. I voted for plenty of them. But today, Lou, I have to tell you, most of them are in cowardly retreat. That's why you and I probably agree on much of this. We're going to vote for Republicans in the fall. Whether that helps New York State, maybe too late for this patient, Lou, but we know what we have to do.
All right, we got a couple of calls backed up. I want to get everybody on this week. I'm told Bruce is the first caller. Bruce, you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'd like to go over what's going on and from our friend in Westchester County, Mr. Zuckerberg, because what's happened is he donated and put in $400 million into the last election. And if you look at it carefully, a huge proportion of it was shifted over to the Democratic districts where Biden needed to win. Now, a lot of it is just clean. You want to buy equipment? Fine. You want to do, you know, help with the fees for the poll workers? Fine. But a couple of things get a little bit iffy. Because what happened was you have the election, he filtered it through a group, the money, and the 501c3 distributed 2,500 grants. They were terribly weighted to go to Biden districts dollar-wise, not the number of grants, but the dollar-wise. He donated $2.66 per American vote in the last election. The Democratic Party spent $3 a vote. So he nearly doubled their power with the vote. Now, they say the election is rigged because of this, but the articles you're going to read about it don't go to the next thing. And this is called a ping sting. What happens is, and what I learned over the dinner table about 3-4 weeks ago, is that your phone sends out pings which set your location as to where you are and the time that you were there, and it's permanent. Now, you could buy pings for the people who shop over at the grocery store. You can track back the last 2 months, and you can find out who came to your store, how many times did they come, how long were they there, by the pings on the phone. Well, someone got smart and looked at the pings in the election, and they bought 10 trillion pings to analyze. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin. And they analyzed these 10 trillion pings, and they found out that there are people who made many, many trips to ballot boxes. And they analyzed the ballot boxes and what came in through the ballot boxes, the ones out in the field, the ones that the legislatures didn't vote for, the ones that Zuckerberg just paid for, and they got dumped into the cities and all over.
Well, Bruce, let me tell you, I hear from a lot of Christian voter encouragement groups, Faith and Freedom Coalition, I think generally a decent, responsible, right-wing group, and they spend a lot on getting voters to the polls, Lou Bruce, in known conservative southern districts where the vote among the religious right is very heavy. If Zuckerberg is doing this, the same thing with left-wing campus populations and city populations. Again, it can't be considered illegal. It's done all the time. If he is, however, mischaracterizing it, I think it's worth noting, Bruce, and you're doing a service. And let me tell you something. I think it's long past, Lou, Bruce, that we can see Facebook as being an impartial arbiter or forum for discussions. We all have used it, but they are way over the edge.
Exactly.
Zuckerberg is dedicated to this culture's destruction. He's part of the cancel culture, even though he puts on a nice smile and he looks like a nice young boy. And maybe he is a nice young boy, but his political ideals are directly against our capitalist constitutional system.
And Bruce, before
okay, I want to get to the point real quick.
Go ahead, because then I got callers backed up. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. They have the names of the people who made multiple trips to ballot boxes. 242 names in Atlanta, 130 names in Wisconsin, 202 names in Maricopa County, and on and on. These are people who made 20, 30, 40, 50 trips to ballot boxes. They videoed them. Sometimes they're turning in 50 ballots, 100 ballots.
And Bruce, you're saying they're ballot harvesting. Is that what you're talking about?
It's worse than that. They also know where they picked up the
Bruce,
ballots.
Some in our audience don't know what ballot harvesting. Please tell us, be specific. What are you charging? What is it not?
Ballot harvesting is when you go around to many people and you pull ballots out of it. Like you go to a nursing home and you get all the people to vote, like
right.
They did in Michigan. 100% of the people in the nursing home voted. Even if they were comatose, they voted. And then you dump these things off into the ballot box, into these outside
right.
ballot boxes.
And what is the
and
other type you're
harvesting.
Describing?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the other practice you're describing that is not this ballot harvesting?
They pick up pre-filled ballots from locations and drive over and put them in the ballot box, and they get paid.
All right, Bruce, that's the music.
They delivered 4.8 million ballots improperly.
That's the music. We got to go. Thank you for the call. And I'll just, we need to learn from the past here. We got to think about these midterm elections right now. You got to get the House and the Senate, then go after the presidency. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Everything you need in the morning. Local news, traffic, weather, guests, fun conversation, and you. It's Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody, and Vince is on the line. Let's get to Vince.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
Hey, doing very good, guys. Nice talking with you again.
Good. Same here.
A couple of things I'd just like to mention. But first of all, the first caller in the discussion about the 2020 election. Any lawyer worth 5 cents will tell you that if there is an issue in controversy, if there's a lawsuit, one of the most important parts of the lawsuit is what they call discovery. Your opportunity to seek evidence, subpoena documents, and find out some of the nuts and bolts before it goes to trial. Most of that takes a long time in a civil case. But the Democrats knew very well if they could cheat in the last election, stuff the ballot box, they changed the rules because of COVID. If they could do that nationwide and get away with it in November, they'd only have about 5-6 weeks for discovery if somebody complained before the Electoral College had to meet, I think, December 20th.
Absolutely.
So they knew that. They knew that the media and everybody else would scream, oh, we can't wait. We got to certify an election. We got to swear somebody in January.
Right.
So I tip my hat to my Democratic people, friends are out there. You did a good job. You conned the American people. You used COVID to change the election rules where you could have baskets of paper ballots dropped off in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Zuckerberg spent $419 million, as you heard in your last call, using it to influence the election.
Right, Vince. Also to your point, remember the false Russia charges against President Trump? Let's face it. And wait a second. If that were pursued, Lou, Vince, in a formal legal proceeding in any court in the land, it's as you say it is, Vince, there would be a discovery process where the facts or lack of facts, the truthfulness or the dishonesty of the charges would be proved. But when you hire a special prosecutor, you skip all that. He jumps over obstacles. He hires very aggressive partisan prosecutors, and you skip that. And in the end, he ends up with the same result. But by the time that occurs, the president's reputation is further shredded.
You know what, Vince? Let me tell you something. Here's how I believe, Vince, is that we have to stop pulling together as the Republican Party and the people with brains in this country to put together a program to get our people in office. The Democrats are already starting. I watch all the newses. I watch from MSNBC to CNN to Newsmax, everybody. The liberal Democrats are calling the Republican Party the white supremacy party. Now, if we would have made a statement like that, it would have been all up in the air. Every channel would have took it over. It would have been a racist statement and everything else.
Very good point.
But they are starting already. They're going out there. That's why I give them credit. They're doing this early, where the Republicans now are sitting on their hands.
Well, Lou, here's the thing, Lou. Just a couple of things here. First of all, this has been going on for years now. Yep. The Democrats are more accomplished at the idea of symbolism, imagery, and the whole thing. They've got the media in their pocket to toot the horn when they want to.
That's the key element, Vince.
This is what we know is going on. So, anybody out there, and maybe you'll get a caller who will say, oh, they investigated that no lawsuit went forward. Not one lawsuit had any significant opportunity for discovery. And the
of
proof
course.
Of this,
no, that was the proof, that was the genius the, of it.
But here's the proof of it. If anybody doubts what I'm saying, Arizona was a state that was won by just a few thousand votes. The Republicans wanted to have what's called a forensic audit of the state, a deep dive.
Right. Vince, we're running out of time.
The Democratic, well, I had one other thing to bring up.
Just make it quick, Vince, because I got four calls backed up.
Okay. The Democratic Party hired dozens of lawyers to fight the opportunity to find out what really happened. If they believe in free elections, they should have supported it. But on a local level, we have David Peters running for school board.
Okay.
I hope people understand what this means.
Okay, but also, listen, we have a similar process occurring in Wisconsin. It may have greater worth than what happened in Arizona. There's another audit in Wisconsin, as you know, in their legislature.
Yes, I know, but it's a dollar short and a day late.
It sure
and
is.
The Democrats knew it. But in a local level with our school board race coming up,
right.
Mr. David Peters, who ran for school board before and lost by only 34 votes to Chris Daniello.
Yeah.
Is part of an organization called New Rochelle Against Racism,
right.
Which sounds good, but if he's one of the guys that believes New Rochelle is inherently racist,
right.
It's institutionally racist.
But Vince, let's be fair. Your read may be accurate, and I'm not doubting you. I know David, but I think he's a little more responsible than you're giving him credit for. But I will tell you one thing. But I'm telling you, we can oppose. If you are opposed to his philosophy, you can run your own candidates locally. The mistake of the Republicans in New York State or New Rochelle, if they exist, is they don't get active in these local races. Lou talks about it all the time.
Well, that's why I'm just telling everybody out there
that
we have to really get involved in our local races.
I totally agree. All right. Thank you, Vince.
All right, guys. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Same here, Vince. All right. We got Larry on the line. Larry, you there?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Larry.
I hope you guys had a good holiday.
Same here, Larry. Same to you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the Democrat Party and the fake news is at war with the American people. They're anti-American. I'm going to say it. They're intentionally trying to destroy this country. You know, with Biden, with the open borders, he ought to be charged with treason because his first responsibility to America is to protect our country.
Security is
key. Yeah. You know who I'm really getting to like a lot? Elon Musk.
I'm waiting and seeing. I don't know yet.
Yeah, well, you know, the mere fact that he's going after Twitter says a lot for him.
That's good, Larry. I agree with you. But a lot of conservatives are counting on him, Lou and Larry, as the golden light, the shining person of the right. I think he's primarily a capitalist, and I'm in favor of capitalism compared to communism. But we have to have values. And to me, Musk is a little too much profit-seeking. I want to hear what he believes in.
I think a little false flag there. That's
well, it's a good start. It's a good start. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's try to steer him and let's teach him.
Yeah.
Now, also, that Omar, that disgrace, she was. Obama took 80,000 Somalian refugees and placed them in Minnesota, right? Isn't that where she's from?
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. So he knew. It was intentionally done because he knew that they could plant someone in the Senate, and that's who they picked. And
she's in the House, though.
Decades.
Larry, she's in the House, though, right?
Yeah. But they knew that her people would elect her
by
putting 80,000 of people in one area.
Well, with 200, well, let's face it, with 200,000 illegal entries or attempted entries every month now from our southern border, you're seeing that replayed.
Yeah, also, the Biden laptop has to be exposed because I believe that Russia, China, and Ukraine own the Bidens. It's the Biden criminal family, just like it's the Clinton criminal family. That all has to be brought up and they have to be charged
you know,
and investigated.
You
like
know,
they did to Trump.
You know, Larry, You've been saying this for years. I've been saying this for years. This whole thing with the borders, it's ridiculous because now you're having people from the West Indies coming and get to this country, coming from other countries into the West Indies, they're getting here. That means two bodies of water they have to cross, the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico. There's just a march they, I seen on the news today, over 200,000 people just in the month of March came into this country. You can't have this. It's putting a stranglehold on everybody. You can't have this. It's impossible.
They're being financed because none of them are walking. They're coming over the border with clean clothes, cell phones, and they're in better shape than us.
I'm glad you said that, Larry. Next time when you see them on TV at the border with these people, they got iPhones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't afford an iPhone. I mean, come on. It's a $1,000 phone. Are you kidding me?
So one more quick point.
Larry, that's the music. We got to go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for the call, Larry. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Baby, what a big surprise.